In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's first reading, we hear from the first book of Kings, continuing the story of Ahab. Yesterday's Mass, we heard of his destruction of Naboth so that he could get his vineyard, steal it, so to speak, and then commit murder. Today, the Lord promises to visit evil upon him in response to that. And Ahab repents at the word of Elijah. He tears his garment, wears sackcloth, and fasts. But then the Lord says something interesting for our ears. He says, "Do you see," to Elijah, "do you see that Ahab has repented? I will not bring the evil upon him, but I will bring it in the time of his son's reign." I thought that the Lord forgave once that we were repented. Well, he does. The Lord's mercy always reigns. What we see here is the difference between contrition and attrition. Contrition is in conformity with what we hear in the gospel today. Jesus says, "Be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. Love your enemies, not just those who give you benefits, but those who persecute you. Love them. Be perfect in your love." Contrition is sorrow for sin because I love the Father. This great and heavenly Father deserves my love. He doesn't deserve this sin. And so I repent of this lack of love. I desire to return to the embrace of my Father. I have such great reverence and love for him. I do not wish to offend him. And so in this way, contrition burns away the sin in us and we return to love. And the fruit of that repentance will be virtue, will be in conformity again to the grace of God. And in our freedom, we will be learning to love deeper and truer. That's not what Ahab does. Ahab has attrition. Attrition is, I just don't want to be punished. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to experience evil myself. And so I am sorry for my sin, but it's only because I wish to avoid the punishment. Now the Lord has mercy on those who have attrition, and you go to the sacrament of confession, and if you have attrition, your sins are forgiven. It is enough because God's mercy reigns over all. He will take the little grains of wheat that we give him and turn them into a harvest. But of course, we want to grow in holiness. We want to grow in our perfect love. We want to increase in our intimacy with the Father. And so attrition is really never enough. We want to move towards contrition, to that perfect love of the Father. Ahab doesn't do this. He is simply concerned with himself and avoiding punishment. We don't see it in tomorrow's reading, the continuation of what will happen in Ahab's life. But the next thing that happens is he once again disobeys the voice of the Lord's prophets, the prophet Micah. And because of that disobedience, he demonstrates he really hasn't come into contrition. He really hasn't come into respect for God. He's just always trying to avoid punishment for himself. And so in this year of the Eucharist in the Archdiocese of Boston that has begun on Corpus Christi on Sunday, we have this year to grow in our intimacy with the Lord, to be in his presence, being with the Eucharist, hungering and desiring for the Eucharist increases our capacity to grow in that intimacy with the Lord's love and to be in conformity with what Jesus tells us in the Gospel today. Be perfect in your love. Praised be Jesus Christ.